Welcome to Highly Political, a podcast where two passionate ladies smoke weed, talk politics, laugh, and sometimes cry. With special guests from the world of comedy, cannabis, and politics.
We haven't worked on Capitol Hill, but that's okay. We're paying attention, and so should you.
We want you to be informed, like little democracy angels. So pack your bowl, grab some snacks, and let's get into it. And remember, when they go low, we get high.
Today I'm smoking Super Silver Haze, a skunky citrus sativa that soothes the long-lasting body high, and joined by Jennifer Tran, community and cannabis activist. While DHS claims the 2020 presidential election was the most secure in American history, Trump's still acting like the toxic ex who just can't accept it's over. But America's ready to move on, start loving herself again, and get this rebound relationship started. January 20th can't come soon enough. All right. Let's light it up.
Light it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have the honor of being joined by the one, the only, J Tran, the number one bad bitch in my life, the hoe that's straight's not playing games with all you other hoes, okay? Newly single, so holler at me if you want her in digits. Cannabis and community activist, Jennifer J. Tran. Thank you for joining
us. I feel like I'm so excited. I feel like I just walked on to like WWE.
Lay that smack down, bitch.
Like, I have a foldable chair ready. Thank you so much for having me on. I can't think of a better way to spend my evening right now. It's been a long day.
I was gonna say, it's been a long 4 years.
That's the crazy thing. Like, that 4 years has gone by. We still look just as cute as we did in 2016. So that's why we didn't know it was going by.
I mean, I didn't want to be the one to say, but.
No, but when you see other stressed people, you're like, wow, 4 years went by.
I mean, look at all these people in the White House. They look stressed.
Oh, they look stressed.
They look stressed. And you know what? I bet they look even more stressed because they're out here, you know, talking about this voter fraud. And what, like in the last insane 2 or 3 hours, the Department of Homeland Security breaks from Trump and his baseless claims of election fraud, calling this year's presidential race the most secure in American history.
I cannot.
It's like when you like, it's like when you're like beefing with somebody and your mom comes out and is like, nah, she's lying.
She lied. No, she does this. That's exactly what the FBI came out, like all Homeland was like, no, they do this. But this is ain't a thing. No, it feels like it's like a Keebler elf house and it's just on fire because they're just like, everyone is running around doing anything but put out the fire.
Yeah,
like, it feels so chaotic. None of their messaging is correct. Every lawyer can't keep their story straight, which is my favorite thing, because they'll get debunked immediately. They get debunked immediately, and you really just want to be like, oh, you got to stop, because you're threatening democracy, but also, wow, well, this is incredible to see.
And it's also interesting, like the twist, the way they can kind of spin things, because I've talked to a couple people who lean a little bit more towards the right, they were saying how, you know, it's so great that Trump is somebody who cares so much about the country and our democracy that he's going and making sure that this was a legitimate election, and he's doing these recounts and going after this voter fraud. And I was just sitting there looking at them with like my eyes like, blink, 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 blink. I'm sorry.
No, I'm like sorry. We spent the entire summer.
You think Trump cares about people?
No. Spent the entire summer attacking USPS. Like, it's mind-boggling to me to have people with this new narrative that he cares about voter fraud. He's been saying he doesn't want you to vote.
Right.
He made it hard. This entire thing, he made it hard. Like, if he really cared, he would have done something to ensure this wouldn't happen, that We could have had things where you don't open the envelope the day of the election and it takes so long to count. Like, it is so funny to me how quickly he can come up with something and then immediately people have like, well, that's what we were waiting for. That's the proof. Like, that's, yeah, that's what he meant the whole time.
Even the person who told me this, I was talking to, was saying that they're really concerned about voter fraud and we need to look into that. And I said, well, specifically, like, what is it that you're concerned about? Well, the voter fraud. Oh, I know, but specifically, like, like in which state, like what case, what is it, like, what is it that you think that happened? What's like, what's the evidence you've seen that's like made you concerned? It's voter fraud. We have to just make sure that it's fair. Okay.
It's voter fraud.
But what is it that you're concerned wasn't fair? It's like, not even that I necessarily need so much evidence from you. I would just like to know what it is that you thought happened.
Well, they're only things like dead people voting. I was like, bruh, don't with this right now. Don't do this to me.
And just like, I mean, it's just interesting that even when like Fox News is like cutting off, what's that bitch's name? I'm sorry. That was aggressive. That woman's name, Kaylee.
That woman's
name. White House press secretary.
Yeah, that was pretty accurate what you called her because she was a woman before. What she's done in the last year is absolutely horrendous. So yeah, I loved when Fox cut her off.
Well, because it's at the end of the day, it's, I think that's like the integrity. Like that's where I will actually like commend Fox for still having a shred of integrity and also a little too late because they know that.
I think so too.
Trump's on the way out and what else can they do?
Yeah.
Though, my aunt has a theory and like there's been stuff that's come out that's proven that she thinks that like, Trump's going to come out with like his own like network Fox News bullshit, even more crazier than Fox News. It's going to be like the QAnon of Fox News.
Oh, for sure.
And Murdoch kind of actually heard of that.
I'm excited to see the other shows on that 24-hour news network that Trump's going to come out with. But I am definitely disappointed. I think there was a tweet that came out. It's like, wow, it took 4 years for people to finally learn how to cover fake news. Like, it's hard for me to like take everyone seriously because it's funny now and they're throwing shade like that's not true, but y'all did this for 4 years and let them get away with so much to the point where if I was Trump, I'm like, y'all let me get away with murder,
right?
What about voter fraud?
And they're still spewing crazy stuff fraud? I saw some like Laura Ingraham segment today talking about I don't know if it was current, but it was just something I saw where she was just talking about how like, oh, the Americans want to always say like New Zealand and Australia are the way we should do things, specifically when it comes to COVID. If you go to Australia and you don't take a test, they'll put you in a COVID camp. It's like, no, you quarantine in 4-star hotels. And if you decide that you don't want to take the test after 14 days and they say, well, okay, you're going to have to quarantine for another 14 days.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and Australia, I mean, I have to look it up to confirm, but from what I saw, it's like Australia and New Zealand rank higher in freedoms than America.
It's always the pick and choose thing. Can we like get to the bigger picture that Trump is every single boyfriend that refuses that you broke up with him?
Every toxic, narcissistic, gaslighting ex, boyfriend, girlfriend, non-binary partner you've ever had in your life. Every single person has dealt with somebody, whether it's a romantic partner, a friendship, a parent, a family member, somebody who gaslights you to the point to where you're like, okay, I'm ready to go. I've prepared myself. I have my emergency fund ready. Let's get the fuck out of here. And then tries to like lure you back in and like refuses to come and like pick up their stuff, until you're home.
Oh, you left your bobby pin here. Yeah. Let me come drop it off at your house. Like, no, go.
Just go.
I don't need my bobby pin.
Bring me my intelligent briefings and let's secure the transition plan, get that started and just like accept what it is. Like more than 5
million. You are a clown.
More than 5 million people
are a clown.
Voted this. I just hate how the narrative is the media doesn't decide the president, the courts do. It's like, no, the American people
No, that's the scary part where people try to say that like I'm for America, for liberties and freedoms. Like, oh no, let's take it to the courts. every time they do that with so many examples. I'm just like, you're pushing yourself into fascism. Like, you're literally just propelling yourself into fascism and calling it American democracy at this point. But I don't know when this stops. I think we're just going to drag him out at January 20th, because at the rate he's going, I would be so embarrassed to even like concede at this point, because he's gone so far. He's got Rudy Giuliani out there.
But you know, they have no shame.
They have no shame. There's no way.
He could concede and then be down. like a few days before, you know, he's supposed to leave office and make Pence president and like pardon him and all his like little, you know, crime family.
It's crazy to think even for a second. And I know we all celebrate Saturday, but for a second that we were like, oh, it's over. And then we're like, a couple months left.
Yeah. So like I needed that relief on Saturday. Like, I feel like that's with any type of like activism or like work for equality. It's like, it's a lot of hard work and you have to like take those moments to celebrate your victories, because you know there's still work ahead, and to like not allow yourself that moment to breathe. I think it's like, you know, it could be like a disservice to yourself. So like I took, you know, I'm not gonna lie, I took a little more than just Saturday because it was my birthday too.
A couple of days
to celebrate and enjoy, and just, I don't know, I just felt like a collective.
Well, you and I also live in big cities. So like West Hollywood and Oakland, this whole summer, you just saw your city in anguish. Like the same streets we were celebrating on Saturday, we saw the same ones where we were crying and just marching for months on months through a pandemic, through everything. So like, fuck yeah, it's so great. I remember just taking a picture. I'm like, look how happy people are today on a street that literally was boarded up and everything else like a couple months ago and like just shattered. Right. So we're gonna take our time. I had a lot of champagne. A lot of champagne. And I mean, nothing was better than to watch Rudy Giuliani at Four Seasons Lake. That lives rent-free in my mind all day.
And you know what? I'm like really for happy for the Four Seasons Total Landscaping, because the like unprecedented press they've gotten, they've like they created like what was it, like Make America
Merch.
Make rake America again. Rake again.
Yeah, Lawn and Order.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
somebody on their team is really good with puns. And we just went for
it. They're a woman minority owned brand, and they were even like, yeah, I don't know why he's here either.
I mean, it had to be a mistake. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, these are the people 100. You're counting on finding fraudulent votes. And everything that's crazy is, you know, for this recount campaign, Trump has started a, I don't want to say like a GoFundMe, but, you know, a campaign where you can donate money. But the thing that's tricky is that basically any small dollar donation for that that campaign that's less than $8,000 can be used for finance election. It could be used for campaign debt, can go straight to the RNC. I think it was like 60% of it or something. Trump's election website carries a banner headline that says Official Election Defense Fund and contribute now. Scrolling down the page, it says that the donations are split between Save America, which gets 60% of the money, and the RNC, which gets the other 40%. None of the money flows to the Trump's official recount committee fund until Trump's Save America share reaches a legal contribution limit of $5,000.
Holy shit.
So it's also just...
Absolutely.
So it's like, it kind of seems like there's these kind of almost baseless lawsuits that are being thrown out, but they're getting people to like raise this money, and a lot of that money is going to be funneled into helping with their campaign debts, you know, being refunneled to the RNC. And I start to question, it's like, how much did you guys really think you're really going to get this recount? It's going to make a difference? Or is this just like somebody was like, hey, we can go out here and say this, make, you know, fuck with the legitimacy of our democracy, like, just again, keep fucking things up for the next person. Again, like, we go back to like Trump's the toxic ex-boyfriend. It's like the ex-boyfriend, now you broke up, goes around starts talking to your friends and talks about how you're a liar and you're the crazy one and you cheated on them, she cheated on me. you know, with no evidence, none whatsoever.
You don't even want, no whatsoever, but you don't want her. You don't want her. Yeah.
And it starts, it's just, it's like, yo, like, America is Trump's, like, abused girlfriend. Like, just leave us alone. Like, let me go in peace.
Just leave us alone.
I found
some people want around. 70 million people want to stay with the toxic boyfriend. That's America.
That's the thing. It's hard to leave a toxic situation when you think, well, what am I going to do without them? You know, I still, there's still a lot of benefits I get by being with them. That's how I feel about the 54% of white women who voted for Trump. I feel like
they felt seen.
Yeah, they feel seen. There's also like the proximity to the patriarchy that they're protected by, that it's like, am I really willing to give up this privilege? Even if it's a conscious or non-conscious choice, like that's just at least how I try to understand it. So I'm not just like, fuck you.
I know. So that's the thing too. I try to rationalize the fear that might be going through suburban white moms' like minds. And all of it leads to selfishness. That's all, it all comes down to it. So it makes me really hard. It's really hard for me to empathize with them. But I think one of the things that have gotten me kind of staying up late and a little nervous the last couple nights is like, they're going to come back 2024 strong.
Girl, Trump is already like telling. The ex-boyfriend comes back. No, and not only the ex-boyfriend comes, but like once they see you out there flourishing, looking
thriving,
you drop that depression, like not necessarily, not even like weight, but just like, you know, when you're depressed and you're going through it, you just don't shine like your normal self. But once you break free from chains and you start to live in your
own glowing,
they talked about it's going to be like, prepare yourself for the, what do they call it? The resurrection campaign.
That's what scares me more. And he's building it right now. That's really what this is. It's like, y'all, I'm not giving up without a fight. The next 4 years will be horrifying. I hope I can see this going well into the midterm elections and like all that. Like, I always am very cautious about calling the other side crazy, because growing up, you and I have had this conversation before. You push them off as crazy, and we really thought the Tea Party was just like this fringe group against Obama, which was obviously racist, but they came back. They started winning seats. We had Congress all of a sudden had members of Tea Parties, and then they came back and won a whole election.
Yeah.
So I'm very cautious of like how things are going, because I was very laughing. I was like, they're crazy. I'm like, they're doing something. They're not. These are very, very smart people. And it's terrifying actually that every day they're just like,
well, and with the concept of that they think they're protecting democracy, which I think is what's what I'm most fearful of. You know, it's like they're so brainwashed.
Do you think they're protecting it?
No, I don't think like, so. I think that they think so. And that's what scares me. Yeah. It's like, even like I was talking to you about the person who told me, it's like, oh, well, Trump's doing such a great thing by, you know, challenging all of this to show how much he believes in the legitimacy of our democracy. And I was like, I mean, is that what's happening? Or is he questioning everything that we haven't questioned before that's shown legitimacy? You know, it's again, it's
absolutely.
Like back to our analogy of toxic boyfriend who starts questioning like, well, the things you've already done that have never been a problem that all of a sudden are an issue. It's like, why are you leaving the house at 6? I always leave at 6 to go to this class. What are you talking about? I don't know, that's suspicious.
Absolutely.
Share your location with me. It's like, I've been sharing my location with you. I'm confused. What is it that you're concerned about?
What is that you're concerned about? No, like, I almost wish like there would be more of a conversation on the left. Cause like now the right is always saying like, they're trying to defend democracy now and everything else. And by legitimizing these votes, I was like, can someone just be straight up and be like, they're just defending their money. Like all these people are just defending their money. Like, and they're not counting you into this. They never cared about you. Destroying democracy is just them protecting their money at this point. So I don't know. Do we need more Rush Limbaughs on the left? Like, do we need more people screaming on YouTube? Like, what? How else are we gonna get like people out there? Because they don't trust the news.
I don't think we need that. That's funny because it reminds me of this Mark Twain quote I just saw that I'm kind of paraphrasing, where it was kind of like, you know, don't argue with an idiot because they'll bring you down to their level and they have more experience, right? And I don't think we need like the left equivalent as of Rush Limbaugh, but I definitely think we need to be more aggressive and, you know, sometimes you got to play the game before you can play it with integrity. You know what I mean? Like, okay, if you guys are just not
for
like,
sure,
I don't know. I just feel like sometimes we're just always expecting the other side to have some humility, and I feel like they take advantage of that. You know, it's like taking advantage of somebody's empathy. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Again, we just like the toxic ex-boyfriend takes advantage of you.
We're always
because they expect you.
I'm so tired
to do right because they know you always do. Yeah. And sometimes you
being the bigger person.
Being the bigger person isn't necessarily being the bigger person. It's like, I feel like the phrase "you need to be the bigger person" is a way of like gaslighting you into not holding the person accountable.
I 100%. That's what all I've been meditating on this week, girl. All I've been meditating on.
And we just got to keep holding people accountable. And, you know, I think that's the thing that's so interesting about people who are like, well, I don't like this about Biden. I don't like this about Kamala. I'm like, okay, sure. But like, even if I'm more happy or I stand them more than Trump, I don't like worship them in a way where I won't hold them accountable for the things like I want to see or things they said they plan on doing.
Absolutely. Like they work for us.
Exactly.
They work for us and I want them to do a good job. And I am the same with you. You do have to play the game. I say that from a place where like a lot of people are obviously like feel disenchanted and just really removed. It's like, fuck everything. I was like, well, baby steps, y'all. We need to get certain people in office. The false equivalency thing is why Hillary lost too. They're like, they're both bad. I'm like, no, you really saw the last 4 years. One is way bad, way worse than the other. You have to pick a side. And then from there, you can start running and like organizing and getting more focused. Can't burn the establishment yet. We still live here.
We gotta
burn it every day.
Yeah. Well, you gotta, yeah. Like let's get a better coordinated plan. Let's figure out the foundation. Like I think I talked about it before. It's like, let's get the Trojan horse inside first. I mean, like
exactly.
Destroy it from the inside, you know, and then rebuild.
Yeah.
Because I don't think like the current system is working for everybody. I don't think the current system was built for everybody, but I think that we're doing a better job of trying to infiltrate and get more progressive people in there. But we also have to work with the establishment. That's at least this is my point of view. Like I don't think that we're in a position and most people have the energy for a true revolution and like what goes in the sacrifice. I mean, people can't even wear masks. Mm-hmm. I don't think people are ready to the sacrifices are necessary for a true revolution. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I think there's just so much we take for granted in America and so much we take for granted, like how, I think most people think that when your democracy is very fragile, it's something, you know, in your day-to-day life that will be so much more apparent that you would see, you know, like people in like soup lines or things like that, to where it's like, I don't think that's the case. I think majority of people, specifically people who, you know, the beginning of changes aren't affecting, continue to live their day-to-day lives and thrive in those lives. And I think we're always waiting for some like movie version of like, this is what it means that we're about to like lose our democracy, or our democracy slipping, or life is slipping. And I think we've been a part in that actually now for some time. And now that I think that, in my opinion, this administration, this president knows that they're on their way out. They're trying to do as much as they can in the time that they have to just keep poking holes at it.
Keep poking holes at it. And I do love that, like, at this point now, we're just ignoring him.
I think like, we should keep that.
We should. There's something so refreshing about just knowing that, like, Biden put together a fucking task force of doctors.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, it's so nice to hear stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, at this point now we have to just kind of push him aside. I mean, fingers crossed and knock on wood that there's nothing major he can do besides all these fun little lawsuits that will keep him busy. I've always said this before, Donald Trump is his best when he's just spinning and doing dumb shit kind of thing, as opposed to real things that he's actually implemented into law and stuff that scares me. Maybe it's nice for him to just spin in his head and like run around his thing. So, but you were saying.
No, I was just saying, I mean, it's interesting, like all the stuff he's, you know, keeping an eye on, some of the stuff he's doing with, you know, firing the Secretary of Defense and the changes he's making.
That was horrifying.
Putting a lot of like Trump loyalists in place. But I just think like,
it's the ex-boyfriend.
I think
girl.
It's like a cute try. It's like, you're not like, who's not happening? I know a lot of people are afraid of it. We're all talking about that. They booked the 4 seasons total landscaping.
That's all we need to know.
You think they can pull off a coup? Like fucking Jacqueline can pull off a coup better than this.
Bruh, not even 4 seasons landscaping. The fact that it's next to the sex shop down the street from the crematorium, like
And you sent Rudy Giuliani. Why is anybody listening to Rudy Giuliani anymore? I'm sorry. You've been giving too much airtime to people. Like, people already have too much on their soapboxes with social media and YouTube and Facebook, and then they go viral with their like crazy conspiracy videos. I saw somebody share this video of this guy talking about like the media doesn't decide who the president is, and it's talking about how the media is controlling you, and which is all very like, you could tell it's like hyper. Just kind of like scare tactics, but it's very interesting how like, it's interesting when you watch those types of videos and you know the type of people in your life or the people who've shared these types of things, and you see the stuff that they got triggered by. Like especially when you know the way that people like, if you have any like background in like film or editing or like marketing, or you know, you just, you know, the emotional how you try to elicit emotional responses from
responses, yeah.
So it's just interesting watching certain things, even from, you know, just like, you know, a guy in his at home recording a video talking about something, where it's just like,
yeah. Okay, well, I have a question for you then. Okay. So, 70 million people vote for Trump, right?
Okay.
They can't all be barbecue and freedom and everything else. There's no way barbecue, beer, and freedom is all 70 million. Do you think of those 70 million watching the news in the last couple of days are just like, oh, don't do that? Like, just like, oh, like, do you think they're embarrassed?
I think 20 million are.
20 million? I would say 20 million are too. I feel like the 20 million who are like, it will affect my taxes or something, where they're directly affected, and like there are legitimate reasons to vote for Trump outside of the racism, I guess, whatever. If you're okay with racism,
if you put all your morals aside,
20 million people, put all your morals aside, and we're saying the 20 million, we're just giving them that, I'm sure they're just sitting there like, ooh, don't do that, like, what you doing, baby? Like, what are you doing?
Well, it's just like the people who didn't vote for Trump, who were like, these last 4 years, you know, like, ooh, what are you doing, baby, right? The whole time.
What is he doing?
And I think there are people like that. But again, from some of the random conversations I've had with people, it's interesting, like, how much people really believe that Trump's going to contest this. He actually won. Nobody would vote for Biden. He has dementia. Like, I've literally been at a loss for words. For some of the things, even some of the jokes I've heard, where I'm just like, come on, like, it was like helping somebody like clear out some stuff, and they had like their old absentee ballot or some voter thing that they didn't send in. And he made some joke like, oh, we should send this in for Biden. And I was like,
I mean, I think it's been said so many times on the left, but if we were to hack an election, y'all, why would we let all these other fuckers take on the Senate? Like, if
Mitch
we were
McConnell,
truly trying,
Lindsey, yeah,
Mitch McConnell, Lindsey,
we let Georgia
Graham
go into
back
a runoff. And what's so interesting again is
Georgia,
okay, they're all celebrating, you know, the seats they picked up in the House, that they're maintaining majority in the Senate. Hey, Trumpers, I'm here to tell you that was all on the same ballot. You know what I mean? So like, if you're contesting what happened in the presidential election, why aren't you contesting any of these things? All that's okay, but not.
Yeah. What about North Carolina, where you can, they're still counting votes as long as they're postmarked on election day, but we're not going to contest North Carolina because we're ahead of North Carolina.
Then,
like,
and then Trump
make
tweeted,
it make sense. Make it make sense.
And then Trump tweeted, and then Ivanka tweeted how Alaska went for Trump, and she's like, that's like a 20-point spread, and she shared the AP, like, you know, prediction of it, and it was very much like, okay, so you're excited and happy about this, but this is the same quote-unquote media that's projecting that your dad lost, so girl, what's the same energy? I saw
make
that.
Make it make sense.
Trump tweeted some video, like, he's like, this is happening in Los Angeles. What's happening in our country? And it's supposed to be a video from November 4th of these guys collecting ballots out of a, you know, Dropbox. And they're just like being like, look, ballots, November 4th. Like, yeah, these are poll workers. This was a scheduled pickup. That ballot box was locked at 8 p.m. on November 3rd. California doesn't have to certify their votes until November 30th.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem?
What's the problem? But this is the same one that got his secretary, like he got like white, literally after the inauguration, sent Sean Spicer out there with photos. Like this is the same guy. If anything, Trump is consistent. If anything, this is consistent. And I really do hope that 20 million in the 70 million that know this is kind of crazy, that number will only grow as you run out of wheels to spin. Because after a while, you will have to get to the point where you're like, I think I should leave this relationship. You're like,
you're crying on the side of the road after they left you. Maybe it's over. Bitch, it's over. It's over. Okay.
It's over.
Fucking save your money. Get your apartment on the low.
Save your dignity. Save your dignity.
This is how you have to leave these type of relationships. You have to just get yourself together. You got to see that it's over. And then you just got to say on the day, I'm leaving. Because if you tell a narcissist you're going to leave, that's why I don't understand why we have to wait from November 3rd to January fucking 20th to put a new president in. That's a dumb
because one. America had a transition system that usually, FYI, Tiana, like, I forgot too, but oh, there's a transition. Usually we talk about things like how Obama talked about a pandemic review with Trump before January. We just somehow.
Yeah, normally when you're in a healthy relationship, it's all good.
Healthy relationship. It's all good. We're exchanging keys. We're like moving out. We're taking our time.
She doesn't like it when you make tea too early in the morning. You know, if that pot goes off, she's going to get angry.
She's going to get angry. There's a transition period.
Right.
It can't be saved.
Can't be bitter.
You look at it. It can't be bitter. You got to go.
Yeah. There's no like, there's not going to be any like last, you know, hookup. Like, you know, those like moments where you're going to be like, ah. This is what it could have been. I enjoyed what we had. Goodbye. Not with Trump. He's like, he's going to like fucking slam your door and like knock shit over. Like as
knock shit over.
You got to have like your parents there with you when he comes to get his stuff, you know?
Absolutely.
They can't play games. Meet and like, no, it's very toxic.
Oh, it's all hands on deck to take this ex out. It's all hands on deck. Oh, I am triggered by this conversation. Yeah.
And I'm sorry for anybody else who's triggered by this, but then you also see the signs, you know, it's like the shit is real.
You do.
And then you also see things like, what does this person have on you? Like Lindsey Graham, I'm sorry, bro. What do the Trumps have on you? It's not a safe space really for you, Lindsey, but if you're going to admit what they have on you, I guess it's going to be a safe space for you.
We got to do something committed
to, disgrace yourself over and over and over and over and over again.
I don't understand it, but I do if you have so much on him. But like to watch I mean, all I've been thinking about the last couple of weeks too is just morals. Yeah. Like the morals of everything. And I'm just like, you're a John McCain's friend, you've done so many great things, and you just can throw it all away. But then I remember someone has said this multiple times, like the presidency is a moral position. It sets the moral high ground for the country, it sets the tone for the country. And if someone's grabbing pussy, Lindsey Graham's like, well,
Lindsey Graham doesn't know anything about that, that's for sure.
No, he's not grabbing pussy. Not Lady G.
I won't lie, there is a part of me that does feel bad for Lindsey Graham. If he really is, you know, in the closet and can't be his true self in 2020, and just like, he has to be like, you know, again, I don't know. I do feel bad for that. Even though he's like, you know, is actively a participant of stripping the very people
he
should be a part of, the group he should be of their rights. Mm-hmm. I just think it's sad in general when you just see people commit to like not being themselves because of anything, because of like their family things or society things.
Yeah.
I will say my tiny pinky finger that I might cut off this part of the nail is where I feel bad for him for that.
Okay. So like, that's my thing. I think to clarify where, how I feel, I'm not sad for it. It's just a sad situation to look at. Like, oh, you're just a sad, angry man.
There.
And
that makes sense.
Yeah. It was like, almost pathetic, but sad. It's, you know, I wish you didn't need to do all this and everything else. And then I think about how he's actively destroying everything and how he has legitimized, because he has legitimized like Trump's message. And I was like, well, I'll take that empathy back.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Until then. And just the amount of money that he has made and stuff too. So I'm just like, nah.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. All right. Where's my nail clippers? Let me cut off this little bit of.
Cut that nail off.
That bit of my empathy for Lindsey Graham is removed.
No need to be a bigger person sometimes.
I think that's
been
like
a very toxic relationship.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you just got to stand strong and say enough is enough. You know, a lot of people want to apologize and hear it's okay. No, it's not okay. Okay.
No, it's not.
And, you know, the most you can ask of me is to accept your apology. Okay, I accept your apology, but it's not okay. It doesn't make it right. Just because you said sorry means it's all over.
You're just trying to hear yourself talk at that point.
Yeah.
Your apology is just hearing yourself talk. No, like, I am over this toxic relationship with Trump. I am terrified when he calls in a couple of years when he thinks he, you know, an ex will always come back.
They always come back.
They always come back. I mean, you know, the team is going to be stronger. Like, they're going to have even more young Republicans there. All of a sudden, they're looking cute.
Because Biden is basically, what's it called when you first break up with somebody and you first date somebody?
A rebound?
The rebound. Biden's the rebound. Yeah. Okay.
He's rebounding.
You know,
this is an overcorrection.
Yeah, really. It's like, way overcorrection. It's not what you ever thought you'd be with, but you just need exactly what you didn't have.
It is like a simple glass of milk is just, that's it. Like, okay.
Yeah, you know, you're going like, to, your family's going to like you. Semi-problematic, but you know, you could make it work.
Empathetic.
And you're going to get to a point where both of you realize, you know, this isn't right anymore. And then you're going to get the right person for you.
Yes. But you do need that first step. Everyone forgets. You don't get.
Rebound with somebody good, because it's easy to rebound with somebody who's just as toxic as your ex.
Absolutely.
It is, right? Everyone's done it. Everybody's like, oh,
everyone's
yeah.
Everyone's done it.
You know, you're gravitated to the same bullshit, but you know, you got to go for like everything you thought you know.
Yeah. Right. And I think it's hopeful and it might work out. You know, you got to stay open. You don't know.
Yeah.
It
might be able
to. What you can't do.
To Russ Williams. I'm just saying. Okay. Ooh. I'm sure there were rebounds in between. There's got to be at least
while
she was writing her prayer or in her journal. You know, like, we still need to figure out. I feel like we still don't really know what we need. That's why we had a plethora of fucking candidates at the beginning of this presidential election cycle, right? And none of them were right. None of them were quite right. And we went with Joe because it was like something. I mean, again, I didn't go with Joe. But in the end, America went with Joe because it was like, we know this guy seems good. You know, a guy that we really liked, had good things to say about him. You know, okay.
Yeah.
Might as
well, I also think that, like, the ex-boyfriend also hates this guy. Hates this new boyfriend, too.
And that's kind of fun. So the that's kind of toxic. That's the toxicity of us still lingering.
Oh, you know.
That's the petty. That's the Kamala of us. You know, that's the petty.
That's the petty. You know that 2016 when your new boyfriend said, I'm going to take that boyfriend out by the gym and punch him in the face? I was like, well, you know what? That sounds like my new boyfriend. I will never forget when Joe Biden was like, I wish I could just take him out. Whoa. I remember when people forget when Joe Biden was vice president, he was saying some fuck shit and we loved it.
That's true.
Remember he came out for support of gay marriage before anyone said it was okay to. Joe Biden was super cool for a second there, but you know.
Yeah.
He's our boyfriend now and
he's here.
We're in a very.
He doesn't have dementia. I don't care what my friends think.
He does.
It's very interesting, again, how so many people like really buy into the fact that Joe Biden has dementia. Guys. He might be an old man who says things like malarkey, you know? But
Has grandparents?
Yeah. I just really don't think this man truly has dementia. I just don't buy that, like, his wife and his children and his grandchildren would allow him to run if he truly had dementia.
No.
I think some doctor would have diagnosed him at some point, would have came out and said, this man has dementia. I don't know. I mean, sorry. Like, I just went on a tangent, but I just think it's always true. Every time I hear somebody talk about Joe, yeah, Sleepy Joe, he's going to take my guns. My brother said that. He's like, yeah, I'm worried about my guns. My brother, like, loves guns. And I wanted to send him that clip where Joe, I can't remember what, like, factory or something Joe was in, and some guy was reading on his phone, looking like, it says here, you want to take away my guns. And Joe's like, you're full of shit.
Like, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
That's
no, he bullshit. Said, you're full of shit. And then somebody tried to stop him, being like, okay, let's go. And he said to the woman, shush. Just shush now, okay? Just shush. Oh, Graham.
I want that Joe Biden back.
I mean, I like it. I don't know.
I think
I think that's more of a direct and assertiveness that I can appreciate than, like, Trump calling people like Pocahontas.
I don't know why I cough so loud, but oh my god, our president said that. Like, well, not my president, but the president, whatever. Right. He really was out there. He talked like that's the most amazing thing about this rebound is truly how boring it will be. And I'll say that from someone who has a crazy relationship. It's almost so nice to come into a normal relationship where no one's calling people Pocahontas.
Nobody's just like crying in the streets.
No one's crying in the streets. Their friends aren't Rudy Giuliani. Like, you don't hate their friends.
Right.
It's going to be so nice to walk into something where we legitimately aren't worried if we are out of the woods every single day. Like, oh, what's going on? That's what I'm looking forward to. I don't want to worry about the threat of democracy every day or what racist wheel he spun today. And he's like, who am I attacking next? Because we've all had an ex-boyfriend that had a wheel of things
and he hated. And I think just like any like toxic relationship, it makes you really kind of look into like, how much do you love yourself and how much have you not been giving love to yourself? And like, how do you need to change to make yourself stronger? And I think as a country and as a democracy, that's what we need to do. You know, it's like, all right, We got rid of the toxic boyfriend, but like, why did we ever have him to begin with? Why did we put up with that? You know, what is it that I don't
got an analogy for you, girl?
Oh my God, tell me.
I got it. It's because we got cocky with our last boyfriend. Our boyfriend before, we got cocky. We were feeling hot. We were doing all these. We were on jets and everything else. And we just forgot to work on ourselves. We were living on a high. We were out there living off our boyfriend's money and everything else. And when he was like, I got a family.
Rock was like, hey, I don't know how to tell you about Michelle, but America, I gotta go. By the way, Brock's new memoir came out, or he's coming out with a new memoir, and in it, he talks about how there was a strain on the relationship about him being a president.
100%. I'm so excited.
America could have broke up the Obamas, and for that, I say work on yourself, America.
Work on yourself. Work. Take this time to work on yourself. Take this time. Really.
Yeah.
Like, while you're talking, I was like, I know why we ended up in this toxic relationship. Yeah. I know.
Yeah. We took so much for granted. And then
we
ignored a lot of red flags.
Absolutely. Because we were like, well, it can't get bad. We were flying. We were popping bottles, touching models.
Then we just, but yeah, like you said, now we need to really hold ourselves accountable and figure out.
Hold ourselves accountable.
Because like you said, like there's a part of like, if the analogy is like, you're looking at yourself, like America's looking in the mirror, there's 70% of yourself. Or not 70%, I'm sorry. 70 million parts of yourself. That was like, yeah, we should keep him. Because I don't think the dick game was that good, guys. For like that, why 70 million?
I don't think the dick game was good.
I think it's more self hatred. It's like we need to heal things within ourselves. It wasn't them. It's what we're lacking within ourselves, and we need to fill that void. And then we're gonna get even better, more perfect partner.
Until you fill that void, you will continue to fill that void with tons of more toxic boyfriends, and that's what I'm scared of. We need to heal our country, find a way. I love what Dave Chappelle said. Like, we can't hate each other. You have to get over that feeling and be able to deal with that. We need to heal each other or else this can happen. Like, I told you, you need to watch Jojo Rabbit, but it's a really great comedy. And we look at the Holocaust and we know how crazy it was and horrifying. What we forget is that fanatic factor. Like, Hitler had fans just like Trump did.
Right.
They fell that quickly and everything else too. So I'm going to heal that. I'm going to try to dedicate the next 4 years into finding better ways to heal this country. And if not, I'll burn it down. I am a toxic ex too. I will burn this down. Don't play with me.
Don't make me your toxic ex, bitch.
Don't make me push me enough. I know that's a hot take, you guys, but sometimes I feel that way. I'm going through a breakup, so.
No, I mean, but I think that's some real shit. And I think, like, right now, America, we just got to look at it like we're processing, like, a very important and, you know, long-term relationship and breakup. And, like, how are we going to move forward and heal ourselves? And, and like, what really works for us? And, like, what are we actually really looking for? Because I think, like, what was so hard about, at least for me, really, because I don't think I was ever super hyped on like any candidate. You know, I kind of went back and forth wavered between a couple. Like, because I don't know if we really know what we need. And like, how can you pick what's right for you or perfect for you if you're not sure what you need?
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I think we need to find a common goal. We need to stay optimistic, first of all. We need to stay optimistic, find a common goal, because it feels very scattered. I will always give the other side this. They have always found a way to rally behind a singular message to know, and with that platform, be able to push so many other things. And I think there's a lot to reconcile on the Democrats. Like, there's so much infighting and whatever it is and whatever it needs to be. Maybe it is we destroy the two-party system, whatever it needs to be. We've been talking about destroying the Electoral College. let's focus on something.
Yeah, it's like a relationship. Like, should we go into like an open relationship?
Yeah.
No, like we've been together since like 1776 and like, I don't know, like,
are you ready
for something new in this relationship?
And it's a conversation you have to have, and you have to follow through with the conversation. And I think we lack follow through, just like what you said earlier with the revolution. We have all these innately amazing, like amazing ideas of things to do, but there's no follow through with it. When you realize if we actually thought about it, we can do something. The Electoral College has fucked us for 20 years to the day now. 2000 was like the last time it fucked us over, right? Like really fucked us over. And we have done nothing.
Right.
We have won, I think, 6 out of 8 last election. So maybe that's something we focus on. I hope with this election, people are a little more hopeful that like things can happen. Like if you work your ass off, we can narrowly defeat fascism. So narrowly defeat fascism. So maybe take that energy of like, maybe let's like talk about third party. Let's do all these other things. Yeah. I'm excited. I am trying to stay excited and optimistic and know that I can't just like blink. Like I can't step back because I did step back a little bit in 2016 and
right.
Like, what happened there?
No, we can't lose momentum. And like, that's the thing. No. It's like, we got to keep our, like our feet on the throat, on their throats, you know, like, this was a victory.
Trump ain't stopping.
No. And people that have this, that same aim, they still have the energy. So like, we just got to keep fighting. And like you said, just keep pushing for like what we want and what we actually need. I think I feel confident that we can get there. You know, I definitely feel more hopeful. Still disappointed, but
disappointed.
Hopeful. Like America needs to find a really good therapist.
Oh my God. And I don't know who that is, but I hope that Obamas are elected into position. I know Jill Biden's going to give me hope because public school system.
Yeah.
We're going to find therapists everywhere. I also, I think you and I have talked about this. The youth gives me so much hope.
Same.
Like, just like these kids rallying and actually bullying people into voting.
And being committed, you know, and getting out there and putting the work and remembering that it's like, it's more than just talking about something, you know, like they actually like walk that walk, and I appreciate their energy.
Oh, for sure. Like there was a period of time where I kind of stopped doing a lot. Like, I mean, you and I have done a lot this quarantine with like Zoom parties and panels and like Inside Land and all the things we were doing. And I definitely felt burned out for a second, but just going on TikTok or like going on Instagram and like these kids are like actually talking about the runoff elections and like what they're going to do to like bus people to places. I'm just like, I can't stop. I can't let these kids down.
Right.
Like they came in and vote and they're doing more. So I hope that like other people see this and like gets reinvigorated too, because like things don't change without you being a participant.
Yep.
Like you need to participate.
Right.
Yeah, you need to participate.
Freedom isn't free.
Or else you're gonna be stuck with the toxic ex forever. And at that point, if you're stuck with your toxic ex, I'm gonna be that friend. Like you did you. That's what you get.
Exactly.
What did he say? It is what it is because you are who you are.
100%. Soon the rest of the world's gonna be like, I mean, girl, I try to help you. So it's on you at this point.
It's on
what you want. Well,
can you imagine if Italy just like, well, you know,
I mean, the world's kind of the world was kind of looking at us like that. They were worried for a minute, and then they heard that we broke up, and they're like, yeah. And it's kind of like, you know, they got in the group chat talking all that shit, and then they're like, wait, why hasn't he moved out yet? Girl, don't do this, Tommy. Don't make me be out here talking hella shit about the guy you said you broke up with, and now you're taking him back.
Absolutely. You know, Pilar is texting me like he doesn't have a key though, right? Like he's gotta go. America's gotta go.
But he blocked him, right? It's like January 20th. Yeah. That's when our lease is up. Leases are very important in relationships. They really control.
Absolutely.
it's hard to break up with somebody before your lease is up. There's a lot of awkward moments, and that's kind of where we're
at. Lots of awkward. Ooh, we're still here. It's like you're tiptoeing.
You're sleeping on the couch. Sometimes you both sleep in the bed. It's they're drinking.
He's still convincing you. There's things we can work on, and you're like, no.
Gaslighting is still, you know, there's still opportunity for them to fuck up a lot of shit.
Yeah.
But the lease
don't
is up.
Don't fight it. Just
don't fight it. January 20th.
20th. Tunnel vision.
Yeah. Don't fucking participate into the gaslighting bullshit. And we're gonna get there, guys. And we're gonna heal all together.
You know what? If I feel lucky, I might take you to Four Seasons Landscaping and celebrate.
Yes, bitch.
Well, yes, bitch.
Jen, I'm so happy that you joined us today. I think that
I'm
was
so
like
a happy
therapeutic conversation. I feel like we really worked through some things all together.
I wish I was there to hold your hand. Thank you so much. I had so much fun. Thank you so much for this. It was so cathartic.
Jen, where can people follow you at?
You can follow me at HelloJTran. That's on everything. And then if you want to support me and my friend brand at sunday.school, and our pre-rolls are available almost everywhere in California, and come get our clothes. We make some really cool shit. Right?
They make hella cute clothes, and I can tell y'all the pre-rolls are fire. I've smoked some on this pod before, and I love them.
Yes.
And as always, you can follow us @highly_political. Like, subscribe, and keep the good fight going, guys. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.